Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, March 2, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Christian humanitarian organizations need assistance as they reach out to the needs of Haitians. This comes after President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's resignation. Food for the Hungry's Ben Holman says they're providing food through the local church. He says the church must be involved.
People in these kinds of situations, they do look up to the Lord and pray for the people of Haiti that in this valley, that they would look up to the mountains, so to speak, and see the Lord and His sufficiency and His power to address any and every need that they're facing.
Next, a September 2003 opening of a Bible school in Nanchang, Zhongxi Province felt like a giant leap for Chinese Christians. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says they're completing church facilities now to be used by Bible school students for preaching and worship. Other programs will include children's and migrant outreaches.
They do need some additional funds. China Partner has committed to help raise some of the funds. When they do ask us to pray for them, I think they're also sincere with that. I think we need to pray for this particular church that they would, as they are growing, that God would use them in a very powerful way to see more people come to Jesus Christ.
And finally, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has announced the appointment of Jim Tebbe as a vice president and director of missions for the organization. Tebbe had been serving as the director of Urbana, the Triennial Youth Missions Conference. Tebbe moved to InterVarsity from InterServe, where he worked in the Muslim world. InterVarsity serves more than 35,000 university students in the United States. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.